KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 27 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for our patients and communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building in Atlantic. In the news, one person was arrested following the pursuit of a stolen vehicle this morning in Council Bluffs. Police say at around 2 a.m., Omaha police put out a broadcast indicating the stolen vehicle. A black Dodge Ram pickup was entering Council Bluffs on I-480. An officer saw the vehicle in the area of 30th Street and 2nd Avenue. The stolen pickup fled before other responding officers could arrive in the area. It was last seen at 2nd Avenue and Dodge Riverside Boulevard. At around 2:10 a.m., the 911 center broadcast that the stolen vehicle had wrecked at 9th Avenue and Harris Boulevard after colliding with another vehicle in the intersection. Officers arriving in the area and a perimeter was set up and established. Authorities say it's possible there were up to three occupants in the stolen vehicle. The area was searched by a K-9 team. One suspect, a 17-year-old, was located and taken into custody. His identity will not be released by the police. The occupants of the vehicle that was struck by the stolen vehicle have refused medical treatment at the scene. Both vehicles were then towed from the scene. Red Oak police report two people were arrested Sunday afternoon at 3rd and Market Streets. 22-year-old Devin Lee Smith of Red Oak was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. And 19-year-old Cammie Shaley Conrad, also of Red Oak, was arrested for aiding and abetting the violation of a no-contact order. Both were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. Police in Red Oak say they were informed at around 11 p.m. Saturday that a party where alcohol was being served and minors were present was being held in the 400 block of Market Street. Officers who went to the residence cited 18-year-old Savannah Jo Fink of Red Oak for minor in possession first offense. Police also cited and released four juveniles to their parents. Police in Creston report this morning there were three arrests over the weekend and two reports of theft. On Sunday night, 50-year-old Fred Still of Ford Dodge was arrested in Creston for driving while license suspended. Brandon Gardner of Creston was arrested for an active warrant out of Clark County. Still was released as ordered by the judge. Garner was picked up by Clark County Sheriff's deputies. Sunday afternoon, 56-year-old Scott Phillips of Creston was arrested for domestic assault in Creston and taken to the Union County Jail. Phillips was released after posting a bond of $100. And Sunday evening, 57-year-old Paul Lauer of Winterset was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and paraphernalia during a traffic stop. Lauer was being held in the Union County Jail on $10,300 bond. And a Creston man reported Sunday night that a shed on his property in the 200 block of South Maple Street had been broken into, and a few pieces of copper were taken, valued at between $400 and $500. Sunday evening, a man reported a burglary had taken place in the 1700 block of Highway 34 at a storage facility near Creston. The lock on the unit had been cut, and the missing items were a tent valued at $300 and an awning valued at $150. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County received word at around 2 a.m. Sunday that vandalism had occurred at the Footworks Dance Studio in Bedford. Authorities say they were aware that there were several extra patrons to the locker room Saturday evening, and there's a high likelihood of someone having information to assist the sheriff's office. Anyone who have may information regarding the incident is asked to call the Taylor County Sheriff's Office administrative line at 712-523-2929, and they thank you in advance for your assistance that you may offer in this investigation. In other news, a public hearing with regard to the proposed continuation of the Instructional Support Levy, or ISL, will be held this evening at 6:30 prior to the start of the regular CAM school board meeting. The hearing and meeting takes place in the CAM High School Media Center. During the hearing, district patrons may speak for or against the ISL. During the regular CAM school board meeting, they'll discuss the initial facilities findings of Boyd Jones, approve any contracts or resignations, and act on approving the continued ISL. In other business, the CAM school board will open bids and award a snow removal contract, act on a daycare contract, act on approval of a fundraiser, an SBRC modified supplemental amount application, and supplemental aid for the 2018-19 special education program deficit. In our funeral announcements, Lester Schmitz, age 92 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Lester Schmitz will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Iola Wilson, age 94 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Iola Wilson will be today. today at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Cecilia Kleffman, age 90, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Cecilia Kleffman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerry Shorty Gaskill, age 79, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Jerry Shorty Gaskill will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Teresa Rose Henscheid, age 90, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Rose Henscheid will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Edith Larson, age 99, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Edith Larson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. OD Funeral Home in Elkhorn has arrangements. Dickie Dick Edward Colvin, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Memorial services for Dick Colvin will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Luca James Hodges, age 2.5 months, of Anita, died Tuesday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Luca Hodges will be this Thursday at 1:30 at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.